I like Kurt Warner. He's a great story. Came from nothing, bagging groceries. The
good guy, actually. Yes.
Arena Football League, all that. Smart guy in a lot of ways. Just not this way, as far as I'm concerned. So Kurt Warner says that he thinks that Cam Newton can be the next him when he went to Arizona. So Cam Newton, or rather Kurt Warner, kind of down now. Remember, he's with the Rams, great. With the Giants, okay. Replaced by Eli. Goes to Arizona at 35 years old. At 37, he gets the starting job, takes the Cardinals to a Super Bowl. Plays really well.
30 touchdowns, didn't he? Yeah.
30 touchdowns, 14 picks that year. He thinks that Cam can find his juju again like he did in Arizona and be one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I patently disagree with his logic as to why. But Arnie, what do you think about these comments?
I think it's especially coming from somebody like Kurt Warner, who, I mean, what a remarkable story. Hmm. They don't, you could have put that in a movie and said, no, this is a real true story. I said, stop it. Make it a little bit more realistic, because nobody goes from stocking shelves to becoming, you know,
XFL.
To the Hall of Fame.
Or whatever, Arena League, I guess it was.
Yeah, the Arena League. And then, and then the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Not even
playing. Which I disagree with, but
not,
anyway.
Whatever, not even playing in the NFL. We're talking about a Hall of Famer out there. So, no, it's not against the realm of possibility that Cam Newton has a good year and takes the Patriots into the playoffs. And, hey, you could have any run. If Kansas City and Baltimore are the only two tough teams in there, hell, all you have to do is beat one of them probably to find yourself in a Super Bowl. So, I mean, it is possible. On the other hand, I don't think it's going to happen, but it's certainly possible.
Well, we've talked about the Patriots could easily go 9-7 with Cam Newton as their quarterback. That's what Arizona went that year. I mean, he had a good year, but they were in a terrible division, as I recall. They won 9 games, but then they went on that roll, because I was in Phoenix when they got to the Super Bowl, and the whole place was going nuts.
Cam Newton can be good, yes, but the circumstances surrounding Kurt Warner getting good that year are so different that they're not replicable for Cam Newton this year. Number one, Kurt Warner had been there for 2 years prior. You talk about learning a system, knowing a playbook, knowing a coach, knowing your personnel, meeting with your teammates. Kurt Warner had been there for 2 years already. Cam Newton's going to have been here for 2 months by the time the season starts, and who knows when the hell you're actually going to be allowed to be around each other in person. So that right there is entirely different. You mentioned the division the Cardinals played in. The Cardinals won that division at 9-7 that year.
Yep.
No one else in that division was over 500. Buffalo's going over 500, so the Patriots aren't going to have the Patriots aren't going to have the cakewalk to a division title that Arizona had.
Almost.
Nah, well, Buffalo's going to be far better than any other team that was in that division for Arizona.
The other two teams could be crappy, if I'm wrong.
You're saying Miami could be crappy?
No.
And wow.
And then, by the way, that team that Kurt Warner quarterbacked to a Super Bowl, let me see. They had the 21st hardest strength of schedule. The Patriots have the first. And he also had Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald to throw to. I don't see that on this Patriots team. So, there's really not a parallel here.
Well, the only parallel is, obviously he could play that type of – I mean, he could be that good. That's one thing. No, he doesn't have the same weapons around him. And they were 9-7. They do not play in a hard division, but their schedule is just murderous. If they get those first four games chopped off, it could be a whole other story, though. I'm not going to say it isn't possible, but he could have a good year, a much better year than I think, but that's still good enough to get you 8-8 or 9-7.
Is he going to go 30-14 like Warner did that year? I doubt it, but I don't think it's beyond comprehension that he could throw 25 touchdown passes for the Patriots.
I mean, he has Belichick, right? Isn't Belichick the best all the be all? He could do something
Cam
with him.
Cam Newton can be good, but that scenario for Warner was set up for him to have that kind of bounce back year. He had 2 years in the system. They were disgruntled with Matt Leinart and ready to move off him. They didn't have a young guy that we've been told they liked breathing down his neck anymore. He had Fitzgerald and Bolden, and he had a young defense with a lot of stars on that defense. Calais Campbell's on that team, and Ontrell Roll, and Adrian Wilson, and the linebacker. Oh, Darnell Dockett on the defensive line. The Cardinals team had a lot of good defensive players. Patriots have some good defensive players as well, but Warner had a great defense. Warner had Fitzgerald and Bolden. He had Edgerrin James, who was a Hall of Fame caliber running back there as well. Cam Newton doesn't have any of that stuff.
First time texter from wherever a 401 area code is, what are you guys smoking? Patriots are not going anywhere. We're not saying that they're going. We're just saying it's a possibility that Cam Newton steps on up, has a big year, and takes them into the playoffs. That's all you need to do is go to the playoffs